One of John B. Park's first jobs when he was a teen in Vero was at the movie theater on 14th Avenue. A struggling artist from Fort Pierce was on the payroll, too.
We happened to have, in our theater, four panels, glass panels, that opened up 8 foot high. And Benny, if you can believe this, forever changed the show, redid these paintings. And I picked them up in this Model A Ford. It had a rack in the back of the car that covered them up. When we had need them changed, I would take them out and go back, and he'd paint them on the same piece of board. And I'll tell you, you talk about some artwork. It was some artwork.
For one movie that was being heavily promoted, Beanie Backus painted some scenes that were monumental in size.
He made a special front. The entire front of that theater was covered. I took the measurements down to him. I took his check down every Friday, and he got $11 a week.
This was before he became famous. Did you get to know him pretty well? You were a kid, and he was, what, in his 30s or so, something like that?
Oh, heck, man, he and I, we got like that. This guy was phenomenal. He didn't like to do portraits, but Clint Easel, who was my boss, when he got married to a good-looking woman, he wanted Beanie to paint her face. So when Clint left and I still had to wait and pick him up, he said, damn it, he said, I hate to paint a face. And he painted that face, and when he got through the first time, I mean, I thought it was perfect. And he wasn't satisfied with it. I bet you he worked on that thing 3 months. He was some guy.
John B. Park has other fond memories of his years at the Florida Theater.
I used to really like to dress. So, heck, I'd go into George Lois. He had the best clothes. And I'd buy the most expensive clothes, and I'd just keep buying them. I wasn't paying any attention to how much. After about 2 years, George Lois said, John B., I wish you would pay on your bill. I said, okay, I will. He said, you know, it's $315. I made $15 a week. Would you believe that about 10 days after this happened, the guy moved in from up north and came into the theater and was sitting around, and we got to know him, Bob Cavender. He got in a dice game we had back in the usher's room, and I cleaned him out of $350. I went into George Loy and I said, George Loy, get that bill out.
John B. Park is a retired businessman who served 16 years on the St. Lucie County Commission. Coming next time on Florida's, Vero's Barbecue Charlie. He was not in the restaurant business. Listen to Florida's online at WQCS.org. Click on Audio Archive. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.